welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so excited for my guest today. She is not only one of my favorite people in the world, but she is a friend that literally inspires me daily. Just through everything that she's doing, whether it's just something I see on Facebook or Instagram, but what she's doing globally, she is truly creating a massive shift that is and will be felt through the entire world. So I am beyond thrilled to have Pita Kelly on the show today. She's an unbridled soul on a mission to unleash the genius of Gen Ys globally. She dropped being a PhD and became a millionaire network marketer with a team of 40,000 people by the age of 25. And now she's building a global enterprise to mobilize the next generation of conscious leaders in the new way. So you can see Pita speak on global stages. She speaks barefoot to tens of thousands of people and to millions through her various platforms, sharing her visionary messages of conscious living. And she is also the epic creator of The New Way and Genius, which is going to be the most beautiful event that she shall chat about. So you guys, I can't wait for you to hear this interview. Here we go. Pita, I am so incredibly excited to have you on. You have no idea, just because watching you on stage is something that literally, I think my hair catches on fire and seeing you dance around without your shoes on. But really what it is for me is hearing you speak and you remind me of why I am in existence as a human being. So I'm beyond thrilled to have you on because not only do I get to see you in that light, but I get to see you as a friend and a person and know everything that it takes to get there. So thank you so much for being on today.
So much for having me. I'm so excited. When I saw that you were doing a podcast, I was just so pumped because it's, you know, the world needs more Lori who is uninhibited Lori.
Well, I think I had your name on a list before I knew why I had your name on a list. I need her on a podcast. Okay, awesome.
It's because of my accent.
Oh my God, it is. It's like the sexiest accent in the entire world. You could literally just say nothing and I'd be like, you are so smart. I love you. So Pita, I think that so many people see you in this light where they're like, oh my God, she's so courageous and she's got this message and you know, how do I know what my message is and what is that and how can I show up like that? Or maybe I could never show up like that. But I really would love if you could tell us about a time before you knew what your message was, or, you know, just when you were a time long before you knew that any of this was a possibility for you.
I can remember it all. And it's like, it's just so part of it. Like even right now, it's so funny you say that, like people expect there to be like so much clarity all the time for you. Like once you have a little bit of clarity, that you have clarity forever. And it's just not the case. Like right now I'm at this point in my life where I have had so much clarity around so much stuff, but now I'm venturing into new stuff. There's that crazy overwhelm and that crazy confusion again that I think we all experience. So like, it's not even just that I used to have moments of, you know, not feeling courageous or not feeling clear. It's that I still have them. It's like every time I expand in the direction of, you know, more abundance or more creativity or more success or more love, there comes a point where you have to break through this feeling of fear and, you know, where is my courage and is it in my pocket? Like, can I pull it out? and this overwhelm and this confusion. So it's like, just as you said that, I thought, yeah, I can think of so many times before I started speaking, but I'm also experiencing one of those times like today. So I just wanted to make that clear that it just doesn't go away. You know, it's every time you break through that you're going to have these same feelings of, oh my God, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. It's just a part of the process. But I mean, I remember before I started really on the journey of personal development, and I was doing a PhD, and I, you know, 6 years at university, and I was going through the motions, and that felt, it felt courageous for me to be there at the time, because it's not an easy thing to do, to wake up in the morning, get to the lab 6 a.m., draw blood from people who are running on a treadmill, and then, you know, study your ass off. And so that felt really courageous to me. But looking back, I was incredibly foggy about what I was doing with my life, because I was so in the swing of, yeah, this is good, Peter, you should just do it, because this is success by everybody else's measure of success. So I remember I felt quite cloudy back then. I remember I felt quite cloudy when I began my first business, and everybody thought I was crazy, and I couldn't get the words out about why I wanted to do it, but you know, it was in my heart. And you know, it's like I go through that a lot. I go through those feelings of, and I'm sure you're the same, where you have this thing roaring inside you, whether it's an idea, whether it's a passion, whether it's this thing you can't even put your finger on, whether it's a knowing, like, I know that I have something great to do. I know I have something great to give, but you can't articulate it. You can't even draw it in a diagram. It's just like this, and it feels frustrating, and you know, it's just, you just feel lost. And that's, Like I said, when I have moments of clarity, I grab onto them and I cherish them and I kiss them, knowing that they're going to leave me again. And then I'm going to have the fogginess once more, because that's what happens in the pursuit of growth. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've had them in the past. And like I said today, like you said, you know, I've had times where I've been super courageous and super clear with my message, but right now I'm getting ready to expand into something really big and scary. And so I have, right next to me, Laurie, like 6 pages of diagrams trying to articulate what I'm trying to articulate. And it is driving me mad, because my heart has not yet found its way into words. And that feels foggy. You know, it feels foggy.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That is huge what you just said. And I love that we're capturing just the emotion that you're feeling, because it's so real and so raw. And I feel that. I know those moments. You spoke directly to my soul, and the fact that I have so been there. I'm actually in a clear space right now. But before this, I mean, even last month, I get that, where I'm like, this isn't what I want. This isn't how I want it to look. So yes, it happens all the time. And I think it's vital for people to know that it just doesn't show up like, this is the message, this is how it's going to get out, and this is how it's going to look. So what is something, when you feel that way, I know that, you know, it sounds like you're doing a lot of writing exercises around it. What is something that you follow? Are there feelings that you look for to know that you're getting pulled in a certain direction, or maybe rituals or routines that you would do around it to just, when that does hit, to explore it more?
Yeah. And that is just so big. That's what I talk about with my, I have a supercharged program, and we talk about this almost daily. It's about the soul, how to distinguish whether it's your soul telling you to do something, or whether it's your ego telling you to do something, or whether it's an idea that's worth pursuing, or whether it's an idea that's crap, but it's leading you to a better idea. We talk about that all the time, because it's everything. But the first thing I tell myself when I have these overwhelming feelings of ideas and interests and nudges, which to me happen all day, every day. Like, I am incredibly ADD, like incredibly ADD, to the point where, like, I mean, it is outrageous. Like, I have an idea, and then 2 minutes later, I'm writing, well, I don't want to write a book anymore. And then I'm over to this thing. And I think what I've learned, firstly, is to not resent that sort of chaos, that creative chaos, because I used to just beat myself up about it. Well, you have so many ideas, and you have so many that you don't follow through. And I just used to beat myself up for having all these great ideas. And in the meantime, my soul is like, Peter, you are so wonderful for having all these great ideas and for letting them all in and for being so open to explore them. And when I realized the divinity of these ideas, I started to respect them in a way where I did set some processes around them, because otherwise it is just chaos, and great ideas aren't anything unless they, you know, become something. Mm-hmm. So I started to, like you said, just notice for the signs. I started to notice the length at which an idea stays with me, firstly, because I do believe that we have a lot of ideas which are clues that lead us to the bigger things that, you know, we really need to do. And I have a lot of them. Like, for instance, in my notes on my phone, I think I'm maxed out my phone, not with photos or screenshots of Instagram, but with notes. Because it's like, okay, this and then this and then this and then this. So the first thing I do is not is to just appreciate the chaos at which they're coming in, because that's my style. And I honor them all, and I listen to which ones stay around the longest. So, for instance, I've had this one project which I'm working on now. I'm very behind the scenes because I am still trying to articulate it. That has been on me for 3 years, and it's never let me go. So that's one that I am honoring for that persistence, because I know it's mine to bring into this world. And I think that something Elizabeth Gilbert taught me was that, you know, when an idea comes to you, if you don't act on it, it will visit someone else, because it is an idea is a spirit. It's an entity trying to be born into this world through one of us. And I think that, so when my ideas come, it's like, I respect them like that. I try and, you know, make sure that I am not resenting them or dodging them or trying to act on all of them. I try and respect them each as different entities, if that makes sense. So, I always try and meditate on them, and I think that I use the word try to meditate on them, because I'm not going to pretend as if meditating on these ideas is always this really blissful experience, because sometimes you sit down and you feel like, I mean, it is like this washing machine and it is just chaotic. But I meditate on them in terms of just chatting with my soul about it, and just, you know, being persistent with that process, because some days I'll sit down and I'll chat to my soul, and it will actually be my ego speaking, because I'm in a chaos energy, you know? So then I'll do it again the next day. And so I'm really committed to having a relationship with my feelings and my impulses and my ideas, so that I can become better at managing them and acting upon them, and not being so, I suppose, impulsive and, you know, crazy with it all and chaotic with it all. So I think it comes down to firstly having a good relationship with them, and realizing that they are, you know, their spirits and their entities, and that your feelings are always guiding you to, you know, to where you should act. And I know you're a big believer in fear, and I am too. I love fear. I love it. And I firmly believe that fear is just excitement without the breath. Mm-hmm. We're excited about it, but we're not breathing. Because it is that exciting that we've now told ourselves that it's really scary. So I love fear. I listen to fear. I follow fear. I don't follow feelings of, you know, those, there's a difference. I don't follow those. I follow fear. I follow excitement. I follow that feeling that I have when I am emotional about something. Like today, I was writing up my vision for my new company, and I had to stop because I felt like I was working on behalf of that company, and that I was bringing this entity to life. And that feeling of like divinity, I follow that like as if it is everything. So it's really, and I know that probably sounds like the most ADD answer ever, but it really is all of those moving parts. And it's just, and the number one thing is just know that it's always going to become clear eventually. If you have these processes, you might speed it up, but it, you know, you're never like, it's always going to appear for you. It's always going to become clear for you. It's always okay. So just not to resent the chaos when it's there. And as I'm in it right now, so it's so fresh. Just don't resent it. Just love it, and do, you know, just go through whichever processes you want to go through, and just trust that, you know, you're not crazy because you have a lot going on around it, you know, in one time. You're eager and you're curious, and that needs to be honored.
Oh my gosh. So my heart is pounding super fast because you are literally speaking to, number one, me directly. And also I know probably 90% of the people who are listening, because I think we get caught in that space of thinking it's going to be clear and, oh, we're just going to know and it's going to feel so good and we're not going to have all of those questions. And, you know, all of the, I can just feel it. I can feel the excitement, but I can also feel the, you know, searching within it. And it's so beautiful because you're honoring it. And I think that's what I hope that people got from what you just said. I'm sure that they did, that you are honoring each one of those feelings and saying, because we're going to experience all of those facets of emotions, right? Yeah. Like we're going to be feeling different feelings in every moment, but which ones are you going to look for or let come through or let guide you? And that's exactly how, that's exactly what I do. So I feel like you are speaking directly to me. And honestly, having you be in it right now, we can all feel it. So I know that everybody who's listening is in it. And I think that was just so incredibly actually clarifying to also know this is exactly how it feels when you're in it. Congratulations. Like, it's congrats. Crazy.
And I think an important thing, another thing that I'm doing now, like just now, like, so like a couple of weeks ago, everything was so clear. And then my ideas started again. And when I get pulled, like divinely pulled to an idea, like I cannot stop. I wake up in the middle of the night. Like I am so committed to being the vessel for whatever it is trying to be birthed through me that sometimes it does get really intense because you're so open and aware of all of the signals, all of the impulses, all of the ideas. It's like one, it's like Pringles. Like once you start, you are done. You cannot stop ever. So like what I'm doing lately now is in my morning meditation, I'm just changing it up a little bit. It's just a lot more surrender and a lot less nothing in term, like I'm not trying to sit there in silence because I'm honoring the fact that it is a crazy time. So what I'll do is I'll get into my meditation room and I will actually bow with my knees on the ground and my head touching the floor so that my heart is higher than my head. And I sit there with my hands in prayer position and I let my heart just be higher than my head. And I just say out loud, you know, to my soul, this is what I do with my soul. And then I do a separate one with the divine God, the universe, but the soul is the mediator between the two. And I just say, you know, soul, whatever is keeping me from my clarity, whatever programs, thoughts, habits, patterns, energies that are not mine, that are keeping me from my highest purpose right now, you know, please remove them. And I use words which are real to me, like, please just get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll turn around and I'll sit there in a grounding position with my hands touching my knees rather than turned around facing up, because I am grounding. I'm just grounding. And then I will actually get before that, what I do, and this is something that I think we've all heard, but it hit me again, Marianne Williamson's prayer. And this is what I say to the divine God, the universe, the force. I say, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And to who? And that just, again, brings it back down to, puts me in the energy of, Peter, you don't have to figure this all out. This is not about you figuring this all out. Your brain will never be able to figure this out. It's just a brain. It's nothing compared to God, the universe, the force, the all one. It's nothing. So you have to surrender, because this is not figure outable in your head. And I think when I say those words out loud with Marianne Williamson, I think it's from the Course in Miracles, it feels so good. It's like, okay, my number one intention today is to just to keep, stay open, just to stay fluid, just to stay flowy, just to stay aware and ready to be guided, rather than feel like we have to get all of these thoughts and feelings and impulses and inspirations and figure them out in our head, because they're just not figure outable, but they are receivable when we are able to surrender. And I think that you just got to be gentle to yourself through the process, because I think everybody listening to your podcast, Laurie, and just like you're committed to greatness. And that journey isn't an easy one. The greatness of ourselves and bettering ourselves and expanding into love, success, and abundance, it's not easy. So we've got to be gentle to ourselves through these times of expansion and these times of growth. And then when we do have the times of clarity, like if I'm in those days of clarity, like you're in now, I mean, I just go and celebrate. I go and have like 2 almond milk lattes in one day. I mean, just like fully go wild, because I'm like, it's here and it's going to go away, and I'm going to have to be in the trenches again. And then it's going to come again.
Yes, I so feel that. And I might have three almond milk lattes. So I love that you said be gentle with yourself. And I also want to say that, you know, a lot of the people who are stepping in and taking action, it's because they are saying the things that you're saying to yourself. Like we're all saying, you know, this isn't about me, or I love, love, love that quote too. I know we share like so many of the favorite quotes now that I'm hearing you speak. I use the same stuff. I love it. I'm like eating this up. You feel weak when you think, or when you're relying on your own strength. And that's such a reminder. That's everything that you just said. It's like saying this mm-hmm. really isn't your message. Like it's that gift of inspiration, getting out of your way. Otherwise that is so much responsibility and uh-huh. you get into the comparison game. And that's what I want people to know is, you know, when you think that you have to be unique and different and perfect and this great speaker and look this way and do that and have, you hold yourself to all these things, mm-hmm. you totally skew the message. And yeah. that message is dying to come through. But that's why I love what you said, what you do. You put your heart above your head and you just say, what is stopping me from that? That is something, you guys, that you should take with you. Start trying it, even if it feels crazy right away. It's going to yeah. feel real good later. So yeah. thank you for that. That was beautiful. I'm going to do that. So you can guarantee I'll text you from that position.
It feels so good.
I'm like, this is awesome. I'm clearing everything away. So there's something on your website. It says, shut the noise up and start living the life that you're capable of. And I think that first sentence, shut the noise up. Mm-hmm. I think so many people could get clarity right around that. Could you tell me a little bit about what you do to shut the noise up, or the message that you give people?
Yeah. I mean, I think the first thing is just identifying the noise, because we are so in our heads as humans, and there is a noise that is everywhere, and the noise can be your own thoughts, bless them, but you know, they're really not yours. Like our thoughts are not ours. They're the result of the collective consciousness. Like they're not ours. So I think when we learn what the noise really is, and we can just watch it and realize that noise is coming from everywhere, but we feel like it's our noise, and then we believe it to be true. So there's the noise of the world. There's the noise of our family and friends. Sometimes, you know, there's family and friends who have, you know, those opinions which become our own. Rah, 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 rah. This basic, but the noise essentially, you can call it. So the noise can also be, you know, the ego. But the thing is, the ego is so tricky. And I love talking about the ego, because it's not what everybody thinks. Like it's not bravado. It's not arrogance. The ego is like our little guy, like our little person. Like, I mean, itty bitty shitty committee. I heard something like it's just doing its job, trying to keep us safe. And that's all it's doing. And I think as soon as we can learn to stop resenting this noise that we have, whether it's other people's energies becoming ours, whether it's the collective consciousness, whether it's these crazy patterns of thought that we've started to believe to be true, whether it's the itty bitty shitty committee, which is like our ego who knows that it can keep us safe using these exact thoughts, it's anything which is not our highest self that is speaking to us. It's any voice which is not our highest self speaking to us. That's what noise is. Mm. And the key is differentiating between the noise, which is not ours. And yes, sometimes it's like, go away. You know, you just wish that you had like this, like a mosquito spray for it. But then there's the voice, which is so soft and so subtle and so quiet and never forces its way into your awareness like the noise does, until it really has to, until it has to make you sick, or until it has to make you miss the flight. So there's the noise, which is so loud and it is debilitating for almost everybody in the world. And it's, you know, it's the noise which is, you're not good enough. You know, you're, why would you ever be able to do that? You don't have enough time. But then it's also the more subtle noise of the ego, which sounds almost like positive, you know, when it starts to get tricky, which is, why don't you go and do that opportunity? Like, that's really good, when it's really not your highest self speaking. So when I say shut the noise up, it really is, where can you become more aware in your life, and how can you become more aware where you can realize that there are a lot of influences in your energetic space, which are yours and not yours, which you are believing to be true because they are, because you are used to them, because they are familiar, because they are loud, because they are persistent, and because they make sense. Mm. And that's the key, is noise makes sense. Other people's opinions sometimes make sense because that we're just so used to them. So this is a huge leap, and it's something that I did a keynote on it last year because it is so important. It's this relationship, and it all comes back to this relationship with your soul. It all comes back to that trust. Where is this noise, and where is it really my soul speaking? And it's an ongoing thing. Like just the other day, so I'm meant to fly to Hawaii next Wednesday. I booked myself a trip to Hawaii next week just to have 5 days away on my own to write, because I'm sure, as you know, as an entrepreneur working from home, there are distractions like dogs that want to play outside and things like that, and sometimes you need to take yourself away. So I booked this trip to go to Hawaii on Wednesday, and in the lead up to it, I just started to feel like I shouldn't go. And I just started to feel like, you know, I just don't want to be on another plane, because a week later I go away for a month. Mm. So yeah, I just really, maybe I just don't need to go. But then my noise was like, well, of course you got to go. You already booked it. You can't waste the money. And that made sense to me, you know, it made sense. But my soul was telling me so loud and clear through these feelings, and these feelings which have never, ever, ever been wrong in the existence of anyone's life ever. The intuition has never, ever, ever once been wrong. It's the only thing in the world to have a 100% clear track record. And this intuition is telling me, Peter, it's too much, you know, book, don't. And the intuition for me was not audible. All it was this not being able to let go of, you know, not being able to be okay with going on the trip. It was the fact that I couldn't be okay with going on the trip. That's as subtle as my voice was. It didn't get a texter like a crazy spirit and write on the wall, Peter, don't go to Hawaii. It was just this subtle feeling of, well, it still doesn't feel right. It still doesn't feel right. That was all my soul needed to say. 2 years ago, I would have ignored that. I just would have ignored that, and I would have thought that that was the crazy voice. But now, after doing all this work and just being persistent with this relationship between my soul and ego, and making sure I'm trying, and it's trying, it's never, when the spiritual journey, you can use the word try when it comes to spiritual journey, because it's not easy. So I thought, oh, you know what, I literally went back and forth with my assistant 4 times. I'm going to go to Hawaii. I'm not going to go to Hawaii. I'm going to go to Hawaii. No, I'm not going to go to Hawaii. And then listening to the voice, the noise that was coming to me, like, Peter, go, you deserve a break. You know, you're going to lose your money. You can't be this irresponsible with money now. You just started in a new company. And this noise was going on and on and on and on and on. And in the meantime, my higher self was sitting back like, okay, Peter, we get that this noise is making so much sense to you, but we're just going to sit here and keep this same feeling in your gut until you listen to me. And then I woke up in the middle of the night one night, and I was like, you know what? I just don't feel good about going. And I messaged my assistant and I said, you know, Held, I'm not going. And then as soon as that happened, the feeling in my gut went away and I felt so good. And that was just last week. And that's just another example of how the noise in everyday situations, you know, there's always a noise, which is just the result of other people's thinking and your previous programs and patterns. It's not always your higher self. And this is why I'm so big on teaching this, because your higher self is always speaking to you, but it's quiet and it's subtle and it's not forceful unless it really needs to be. So, Laurie, I don't know that if I had have ignored my noise, if I had have ignored my higher self, I maybe got to the airport and their flight was delayed or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I'm just so grateful that I'm learning to honor this beautiful guidance that we always have, because when we do that, that's when we start to hear more truth, and that's when we start to feel more love, and that's when we start to be more gentle with ourselves. Because that voice, when we start to have a relationship with that voice, and I'm just reading Meet Your Soul by Alyssa Romeo, which is all about this. But when you start to have a relationship like that, all this craziness doesn't feel so crazy. Like even now, the craziness that I'm in, I still, when I get quiet, I still hear this voice, Peter, you're so close. Peter, keep going. You are just so courageous for being this curious. And I just honor you for still working this hard, even though you could be on a beach anywhere in the world. And my voice is reminding me of all these beautiful things. Like, it's coming, Peter. It's coming. You know, like, enjoy this chaos because you know what's around the corner. So this voice is always there. And like, the noise is, why don't you have your ideas yet? Why don't you get a pen? Your website isn't looking like you want it to look. I mean, like, how are you going to get this out? How is there ever going to be anyone who's going to be able to, you know, do you need an app developer? Do you need this? Do you need this? And it's like, cool. That's still part of the program. And if we didn't have that noise, we would not be on planet Earth. The ego, the noise is keeping us here. If we didn't have it, we would be on the spirit world already. We need it. We need it to be here. It's like the lost planet of Atlantis. We don't want that to happen again. We need both, but we just need to be able to look at them both and not attach to one more than the other, and just to understand that, you know, and that might sound like it's so crazy, but all it is is just to start to notice. And that's what I teach everybody in my Supercharge group. This is the number one topic we talk about: resistance, ego, self-sabotage. That is all another word for noise. And my number one piece of advice I give to every single one of them is, the first step is just noticing it. Notice where it's coming from. Notice whether or not it makes sense to you, and notice whether or not there is some other guidance that you're ignoring. It's just noticing. There isn't a 1-2 kick punch that you can download and put into your brain, which gets rid of this noise. There isn't one available yet. Maybe there's one coming. For now, it's just about noticing and just dancing. And like I said, coming back to just being gentle with yourself throughout it, because life as a human is super simple. And I think your husband, Chris, actually posted this. Life is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And I think we have to come back to that, you know.
Wow, beautiful. I love that you gave them just a cue to start looking, because I think some people can feel so, I mean, right, everybody just feels so overwhelmed with what is intuition and what is not and how do I know? And like you said, just noticing and observing, and it's going to feel crazy at first. And even when you're in it, it can feel crazy. And, you know, I think as you're talking, it's just so beautiful because you're loving on the chaos, because I had just posted that the pursuit is happiness, or happiness is the pursuit. So going through all these feelings is like, it's crazy, but it's beautiful, right? Like, you can't imagine not having them if I took them away, right? Like, where do you go on the other side?
It's boring.
Oh, no, this is what keeps you busy and what keeps you and what keeps you, right? Like, you're not busy enough, but this is what keeps that passion lit. And so I want to ask you a question with, I think especially after coming off of my Bliss Project weekend, I think that there was a lot of excitement, but also a lot of hesitation around, number one, what is my purpose and how do I find it? But we kind of talked about that. But also, what happens when you step out? And there can be a lot of different things that come with it. Number one, responsibilities. Number two, people sharing their opinions. Number three, I don't really have another number three, but number one and two were enough. So as far as that goes, why is it worth it in your opinion? Why is it worth it to put yourself out there and get that passion out? And what's going to happen if you don't?
I mean, that is life. Like, that is life. Like, it is the passion is such a big word, but curiosity is life. Like, that's what it means to be a human, is to feel it all and experience it all. Like, perfectionism was never part of the plan for humans. I am 100% sure of that. And yet, when we strive for that perfect journey, and I hope nobody says anything about what I do, and, you know, I hope I know how to build a company from scratch, like, that perfectionism was never meant to be part of the human journey. So I don't know when we were fed that bullshit. It's just not part of it. So I think when we are, like, there is no other option for experiencing life as a human in all of its beauty and all of its glory, it is all about listening to that thing that excites you. It is all about risking maybe a lot of things for that, I suppose, calling, which I don't want to make it sound like such a big thing, because, like, I heard Liz Gilbert say that, again, I'm referencing her a lot, but she's fresh in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. She She said, you know what, people say follow your passion and follow your passion. She said, you know what, I just want people to get used to following their curiosity. Mm. She's like, because this whole purpose thing, we have a lot of purposes. Our purpose is to be present right now. Our purpose is to be joyful. Our purpose is to learn lessons. Our purpose is to stuff up. Our person is to give. Our purpose is to move. Our purpose is to laugh. Our purpose is to cry. Like, we have so many purposes. So we can't load this purpose there's one. Because like I say, like, what excites me now? Like, I did a presentation about what excites me now. And that was really to give people a little bit of a lightness around their purpose. Like, hey, guess what? Like, my purpose is different than, like, my big thing that's driving me is different than it was. You know what? My big thing that's driving me now is creativity. Like, that's what is my purpose right now. Creativity, because I'm feeling what excites me right now is uninhibited expression. That's what exciting me right now. So that's my curiosity right now. It isn't saving the planet like it was 2 years ago, because I realized I cannot save the planet by trying to save the planet. And the planet does not need saving. And I'm not the manager of the universe, which is another lesson that I've just recently been alerted to. Like, I got a letter. But so I think what we have to realize with this purpose is your number one purpose is to feel joyful. That's your number one purpose. So whenever you're away from that, just try and get back to a little bit of happiness in whatever it's going to take in that moment. Because if you are doing anything else wild with this word purpose and you're not feeling joy, then you're missing the mark on purpose anyway. So I think we have to come back to what excites you now. What are you curious about now? And follow that. And it might just lead you to another stepping stone. And then you ask the question again. What am I excited about now? What am I curious about now? And that is life. That's life. That's all there is to it. There isn't this big, you know, there might be this grandiose thing like Walt Disney created Disney and Steve Jobs created Apple, but they got there through this curiosity and this excitement and this risk that you were talking about. Why is it worth it? Why is it worth it? It is everything. It's just the criticism I've faced. I love it because that put a fire in my belly like nothing else ever had. Adversity is so powerful because all it is contrast, and we need contrast. Like we keep talking about, would it be fun if everybody loved everything and everybody loved everyone and every idea was glorified and we had no struggles? No way. We'd just be all in the spirit world already. Heaven, you know, we wouldn't be here. Earth is about learning. Earth is about lesson and incarnation, and it is about so I think what we have to do is lose the idea of you know, this perfectionism and that this, oh yeah, it's just going to go really easy, and be so in love with all of the contrast, because it's the contrast that makes it all juicy and fun. And it's also the contrast, like I think what you're saying at your event, when people say, you know, am I ready to step out into perhaps my new brand or my new company or my new business or my new YouTube channel or my new blog post or like your new podcast? Am I ready to step out into it? And I think what we need to realize is if that's what's exciting you, that's what you're curious about yet, that is where you need to be right now. And the criticism is going to come. It's going to come. I mean, I've had some mostly incredibly loving feedback, but then always that contrast. The contrast is the one which helps me grow my vision, because it makes me look in and say, Peter, how serious are you about this? How committed are you about this? Because I heard something the other day. It was you. I don't know. I'm just going to make up my own version of it, but do you find out how committed you are when things start to suck? Mm-hmm. Something like that. So that's how I interpret it. So when things start to suck, that's when you step into your real courage, your real strength, your real boldness about what it is you're doing. Because if you just started something and everyone loved it, I mean, how fun is that? It sucks. Mm-hmm. You want people to challenge why you're doing this. You want all that juicy stuff, and you want to also be able to, you know, become even more bold about what you're doing. And the only way for that to happen is for you to be tested. And if you're not tested, it's not going to be worth it. It's fun to overcome adversity. It's fun to break through challenges. It's fun to grow stronger in areas. It's fun to learn. It's fun to, you know, I think about my first business I built, you know, it was there was so much adversity at the beginning. And, you know, I felt like there's never a top of the mountain, but I felt like when I had got through, like, say, one of the, you know, I had some quite intense online bullying happen. You know, when I had got through that and felt like I was no longer affected by it. I mean, that added to the person I am so much that I look back to that phase with so much gratitude. And that is now a huge part of everything that I do. So we can't be scared. We can't be scared. We just have to be so welcoming of all of this stuff, because that is life. Being a human, being an entrepreneur, being a creator, being a person who is just living, our role is to get down and dirty. Our role is to experience things. Our role is to feel things. Our role is to, you know, that's our purpose, is to just to be a human in all of its, in all of its glory, not just in the times when we are on top of the mountain. And it's just, it, I think when we can just realize that being a human is the reason we are here, is to learn things, to stuff up. That's why we're here. We have a job to do. We have a role, and it's not about one big purpose. It's about the little tiny, you know, it's like you said, the happiness. That's the number one job for all of us. And my favorite quote is John Lennon, "Time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time." And the reason is because if you enjoy it, then you are fulfilling your purpose. If you are learning something, you're fulfilling your purpose. If you are stuffing up, you're fulfilling your purpose. By being here, you're already fulfilling your purpose. So I think what we need to do is get more in love with curiosity and excitement and fear. And I know you say fear is your co-pilot. I love that. We got to fall in love with that, rather than just being so scared of everything that isn't hunky-dory, because that's freaking boring.
Oh my gosh. Well, I need to go back and take notes on all of this and create like 27 quote tiles. Because P.S. I like making quote tiles and I need some Peter Keller ones. But really, that was so beautiful, because like you said, I think the contrast, the resistance, that just, I saw a beautiful quote. It just asks us, you know, how committed are you? How much do you want to do this? And I know that, you know, I know that you've gone through some, you know, just some criticism or struggles or tough times. And I so think that they are the most beautiful thing that help us grow into the people that we need to be to get to that dream that we want to get to, or that place, or be able to elevate people in the way that we maybe dream of. Or just, like you said, just follow more curiosity, because following more curiosity and finding our joy requires stepping into a place that we've never been before. So I just want people to know that, as painful as those moments are, I go back and I thank every one of them. And I would honestly go through them again, because I found a piece of me that I didn't know that I had the strength for. And PETA, I see that in you. I just, like, I literally see the strength that radiates out of you because of some of those different things. And I think it's so beautiful. And obviously we need to carry those with us. And like you said, to be able to get on the other side and have that not affect you. It's true. It's real. You guys, you get to the other side and you don't feel it anymore. You just get to carry the lesson from it. So how cool is that? So, PETA, oh my God, I am so excited, 'cause I just did my big event, the Bliss Project. And I know that you have your event coming up that I am like, shaking in my boots over. I'm so excited. So it's called The New Way Live Event, for millennials who want to show the world how good it's really meant to be. Oh my God, that sentence, it slays me. So can you tell me a little bit about that? I know some of your topics are freely living, courageously leading, creatively earning, and consciously giving. So can you tell me a little, just kind of give me an overview?
Yeah, well, The New Way is something that I have been working on, I think, for the last three years. Not working on it, but just defining what The New Way means to me, because I've just felt, I've always felt like a part of my curiosity has been, you know, what needs to change so that the world is how I want it to be for my children, essentially. And I don't like saying, you know, change the world, heal the world, because I think I honor Mother Nature and I honor the universe and God so much that I feel like they, you know, I don't know whether one person needs to take that on. You know what I mean? So it's like the new way to me is more an exciting way to describe, you know, what sort of times are we heading into? Mm. And what sort of new normal are we creating as millennials? And when I say millennials, it's not an age number. It's just anybody who is interested in, you know, anybody at all who is like, yep, you know what? I am so pumped for the time we are moving into. That's what millennial is. But so the new way for me is about bringing together these four areas of freely living, which is consciousness, which is all of this spirituality, which is oneness, oneness regardless of your faith and your beliefs and religious. It's this this feeling of deep connection to our higher self and to each other. So it's bringing together that world of beautiful, blissful consciousness with courageous leadership. So that's why the model is living, leading, earning, and giving. It brings together consciousness, courageous leadership, money, and contribution. And I think that the reason I pulled them all together is because over my journey, being quite young when I built my first $1 million, it was I had to learn really fast about leadership and courageous leadership. Like we talked about, real courage, which always comes before the confidence comes, but that's how it works. And then money. I had to learn about the spirit of money, the soul of money. What does money really mean? Is it a dirty word? Absolutely not. What does money do? What is our role as money, and how can we creatively earn it? So that brings in one of my huge passions, which is entrepreneurship. I'm obsessed with entrepreneurship. I'm obsessed with ideas, and I'm obsessed with watching companies and the soul of companies, because I believe that, like I said, ideas and companies are entities. They're spirits, and we're going to work for them. So it's bringing together consciousness, leadership. So what is your message right now, and how are you going to stand in its power? Money and entrepreneurship, and then contribution, because without contribution, what is it? It's the generosity. It's the outrageous giving where it's like abnormal to give that much. That's what I'm all about. Like freaking, you know, and I know you and Chris are huge on that too. You know, you have the biggest hearts. But it's bringing together those four and saying, hey, well, this is the new way. We bring them all together. We are, you know, it's consciousness, it's leadership, it's money, and it's entrepreneurship, and it's bringing those together, and so that we create a new way of being, a new way of living, and creating a new normal for, so that when my kids get here, Laurie, and this is what drives me so much, I don't want them to have this sick idea and then to get to their school and to have everybody, you know, shut them down, and for them to feel like their idea is abnormal. I want them to feel like ideas are normal and beautiful. I want them to feel like their weirdness is normal and beautiful. And so I'm going to work on like making sure that by the time my kids get here, which may not even be that long, that there is a normal that celebrates their uniqueness and their greatness. And, you know, just like I say, show the world how good it's really meant to be. Like, we are not even scraping the freaking sides of how joyful and how abundant and how beautiful and how collaborative and connected our world can really be. But we are the ones to show the world. And I 100% believe that. So this event, I created it as a result of, and I know this was probably the case with you and Bliss, it was meant to happen last year. It was meant to happen the year before, and it didn't. Why? Because my soul didn't really get a word in over my noise for a while. Mm. And now it's here. It's like, as you know, it's scary to host an event, especially because I'm getting married not too far from the event, which is getting crazy, but I don't care. And then I've brought in three special guests who are good friends of mine, but doing huge work around the world. Joel, Preston, and Alexi. They inspire me. So I'm bringing them. Mm. We're going to just let it rip, which is that's actually the theme of my new company that I'm working on, but it's let it rip, which means that there is no rules. There is no boundaries. It is a clear connection between the divine and the audience. And we are 100% vessels for that. If the word bullshit comes out, it's going to come out. If we go on a tangent, it's all good, because it is just a mess. It's an event of real change, and it's an event of celebration, and it's an event of not being inhibited. It's an event of art, because like I said, what my curiosity right now is art. I am obsessed with letting the spirit flow through humans uninhibited. So I'm decorating, like I'm going to create like a big giant dream catcher out of rope. Do I really have time to do that? I mean, maybe not, if you think that my purpose is something outside of art, but right now my purpose is making shit, you know? So it's just going to be so fun. Like I said, it's nerve-wracking to host an event, your first one. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. I've never done it before. My assistant's never done it before. But we're piecing it together, and I've got all the pieces of the puzzle already. And it's just going to be so damn fun.
Okay, not going to miss that. Wow. Okay, so I feel like I got to kind of be a part of it, which I feel, honestly, if you have not heard PETA speak in person, it is so soul shifting, and it's not just inspiration, you guys. It is tools. You will leave feeling like you're capable and you're ready. So PETA, where and when is that?
Sorry, it's in Scottsdale. I know everybody thinks it's in Australia because I'm Australian, but I ran into a lady today at a conference actually, and she's like, I want to come to your event, but it's too far. And I was like, what do you mean? It's like down the road. And she's like, oh my God, it's in the USA. So yeah, it's in Scottsdale. It's May 27, 28. You can get the information is at why do we even say that anymore? www.peterkelly.com/thenewwaylive. And there's something that I'm going to announce next week, but another big part of the vision, which is Genius, which is my new company, is I am all about gifting people resources to bring their ideas to life. That's what I'm curious about. That's what I'm exciting. So I'm actually holding a competition so that somebody can win $10,000 personally gifted by me and my company to bring their idea or initiative to life. So that's also going to be a part of the event. I haven't announced that yet. So that's being announced on your podcast, which is awesome.
Oh my God.
And for the Australians and New Zealanders at home, I know I've got so many international people. We're working on a live stream option for them, but the Americans have no excuse. They're all expected to have their bums in the seats at the event. So I'm so excited about it.
PETA, that is so exciting. And I know that you're in the perfect spot for your event because you are so heart-centered right now that no matter what happens, it will be perfect. And I can tell you, when you just show up as you, your event will flow amazingly perfect and you have everything for it. And it's just the people who are going to be able to be at it. I'm telling you, if you want to make a massive leap, it's going to propel you into that place that you want to go. And I'm just so thrilled. So is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
No, I just want to send everybody love and gratitude and just thank you for having me on because, you know, I think it was divinely meant to happen because I was having one of those days where I was just so overwhelmed. And then I was at this conference and I said to my fiance, I've got to race home now. I'm going to get on Laurie's podcast. And, you know, it was like so perfect because I suppose everything that people need to hear today is coming from a place of freshness. And I just feel so grateful all the time to be able to be that, that vessel. And that's what we all are. We just, you know, to just be that vessel to share and to hopefully help, help someone the way I've been helped by so many of these types of podcasts. So that's why I'm so pumped. And, you know, people know where to follow me. They can find me on Facebook. You know, my name is not very common, so they can find me there. They can come on my website. They can join my email tribe, you know, all the same thing they want to do. But, you know, I'm just grateful that I got to share on your awesome new platform. So thank you so much, Laurie, for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. And I'm going to do 3 rapid fire questions because we just got really smart and now we have to dumb it down. So
yeah.
I want to know your like favorite food. So you've been traveling, you plop on the couch with Eric. What are you going to plow through?
Almond butter. Like there's this crunchy one. It's nuts. So, and it has like 7 types of nut and seed in it. And I just my finger, because I'm like a little bit of a monkey. Like I don't wear shoes. I eat with my hands and I'm pretty sure I've lived in Bali like all of my past lives. So I just my finger and the almond butter and like the whole thing, no sharing. And I'll just go to town on that. And raw chocolate, like cacao, hardcore cacao, hazelnuts together. So like ideally what I do is I get my raw chocolate and I dip it in the almond butter and that and an almond milk latte. And I am like, that is it. I mean, last meal on earth, it would be that.
Favorite funny dog name. Like I know your dog has a name, but what are the other names that you call it? The main one.
Oh, so Blue. So we got Harley, and Harley is like super like he's a senior citizen now, so we call him Sir Halesworth because he's really proper. But then we have Blue, and he is a he is a blue healer. He's just the most, he's a funny dog. We call him Blueberries. But if you look at him, he is so staunch at like blueberries just makes him sound so not like he is. So every time I say blueberries, come here, he's like, Mom, what are you talking about? Firstly, I don't have any blueberries because you got them neutered off. And secondly, like I'm a staunch. Why are you calling me blueberries? So we have Blueberries and Sir Halsworth.
Oh my God. I love it. I know they get like a million different names. And very last question. If you had 30 seconds in an elevator and someone said, how do I find my purpose? What would you say to them before you got off?
I would say, just listen to what excites you and don't judge it. And then just find, listen to what you're curious about and just move in that direction. And if you move in that direction, you'll find it. Like they're like your lily pads. Mm. They're like your lily pads to your next idea or your next thing. Excitement and curiosity. They are the golden keys.
I love it. You would be my elevator fairy forever. So thank you.
I'm super introverted. So I stand in the elevator. I'm not always the person who's like, hey, I'm super introverted. So I'm usually standing there like.
Well, now you know what to do. Yeah. Let me tell you something. This is how you get to your purpose. Okay. Thank you so much for being on, PETA. I can't even tell you. I feel so energized. It was like, you know, you hit the evening and you're like, oh my gosh, the day is winding down. And I just talked to you and I'm like, I am levitating right now. So thank you so much for being on the podcast. You guys, follow PETA. Go to PETAKelly.com. Make sure you attend her live event. And if you love this episode, make sure you share it with a friend and brighten their days. Maybe somebody's looking for their purpose. And you guys, until next time, go out and earn your happy. So much love to you. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.